سرور کہوں کہ مالک و مولا کہوں تجھے، باغ خلیل کا گل زیبا کہوں تجھے. Let me tell you one beautiful point about this poetry. Really fascinating. Do you know what Allah Hazrat seems to do in this poetry? In this whole poetry, he seems to think how to describe and praise Prophet of Allah alayhi salatu wasalam. He is not directly praising, but in fact he is finding how to choose those words which best suit Prophet of Allah alayhi salatu wasalam's status. He says, "Shall I call you my king, or shall I say my lord and master? I must say that you are the most beautiful flower in Khalil's garden." And in one of the couplets he says, "O my master, your attributes are free from every flaw. I am perplexed, my master. What shall I call you?" He says the speechlessness of his admirer will tell all. "I keep quiet this after having said, how can I describe you?" Meaning in complete poem, he's trying to find how can he describe the beauty and status of Mustafa alayhi salatu wasalam. There in fact aren't any words. As it writes another place, "The throne of the Allah's Almighty is the exalted seat of Allah's Apostle. Upon resurrection, we wish to behold the esteem of Allah's Apostle. By the Lord of the throne, whoever received anything got it from him. Being dispensed in both worlds is the grace of Allah's Apostle. The sun retraces its steps and the moon splits with just a gesture. O the blind heretic, behold the powers of Allah's Apostle." After keep on praising, he says, "O Raza, the owner of Quran is himself the glorifier of the Prophet. So how is it possible for you to rightfully praise Allah's Apostle?"